the order actually covered an immense territory that was the Department of the Tennessee. It stretched from northern Mississippi to Cairo, Illinois, and from the Mississippi River to the Tennessee River. And it said that the Jews as a class, violating every regulation of trade established by the Treasury Department and also department orders, are hereby expelled from the department within 24 hours from the receipt of this order. So it literally expelled Jews from this immense territory, and Paducah, Kentucky, of course, was part of that territory. Had the order been carried out, thousands of Jews really would have been expelled. Memphis, for example, had a quite large Jewish population at that time.
What was Grant's motivation? Why did he single out Jews?
There was a great deal of smuggling between the North and the South. Grant, who was a big believer in sieges, Grant felt that that smuggled goods prolonged the war, which they probably did. Bringing money to the South, and he blamed Jews for what was really a widespread problem. We know that there was a huge amount of money to be made, and all sorts of people were smuggling, but Jews were a visible group. So as often happens in wartime, you blame a widespread problem on a visible group. And you label everybody who smuggles a Jew, whether they are Jewish or not.
When this order was delivered and the Jewish community first saw it, it must have really sent chills up their spine, reminiscent, I guess, of their lives back in Europe.
Yes, absolutely. I think symbolism of Jews being, as a group, as a class, being expelled naturally brought up memories of European expulsions, of Jews being expelled from Spain in 1492, or expulsions from any number of European countries. And after all, most of the Jews in America at that time were new immigrants. They had come to America precisely on the promise that America was different, that it extended rights to them that no other country did. And suddenly, America must have looked to them like European society at its worst.
It was quickly overturned, wasn't it?
Yes. What happens is that on December 28th, when Jews are expelled from Paducah, one of those Jews, whose name was Caesar Kaskel, not only sends a telegram to Abraham Lincoln, but he actually pens what we would call a press release, and everywhere he went, he let reporters know what had happened, and he goes straight to Washington carrying a copy of the order. He meets a friendly congressman, is ushered in to see Lincoln, who, of course, knows nothing about the order because no copy has reached Washington yet, and there is this this memorable conversation that is supposed to have taken place. It's only written down years later, where Lincoln tells Kaskel, "And so the children of Israel were driven from the happy land of Canaan." And Kaskel cleverly replies, "Yes, and that is why we have come unto Father Abraham's bosom asking protection." And of course, Lincoln gives them that protection.
And Grant went on to redeem himself, you say. How did he do that?
Yes. He spent really the rest of his life lamenting the order. I think he saw it as a blot on his record. Whenever he saw Jews, it brought back memories of the order, and that's easy to show. And he really spent the rest of his life trying to prove that he wasn't that kind of person. I think Grant tried hard to persuade people that it was issued in haste, and I guess like many things we do in haste, you issue it in haste and you regret it at leisure, and he certainly regretted it really until the day he died.